1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A solemn remembrance at the beach in northern France, marking 80 years since the Allied invasion to drive out Nazi Germany.
It's the highest honor to be able to salute you here in Normandy once more.
President Biden paying tribute to the soldiers who fought and died and to others who survived, some more than 100 years old, attending the ceremony today.
Here, the tide turned in our favor. Here, we prove the forces of liberty are stronger than the forces of conquest. Here, we proved that the ideals of our democracy are stronger than any army or combination of armies in the entire world.
He made a promise to Ukraine on behalf of allied nations.
We will not walk away.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun faces prison time himself. Randall Hepp is charged with misconduct in public office after four inmates died on his watch in a year's time. Eight former prison staffers are charged with felony abuse. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One of the four deaths is ruled a homicide. He died of malnourishment after his water was turned off. The former superintendent of Wisconsin's largest school district is getting $160,000 to walk away. Milwaukee's Keith Posley is quitting at the end of the month after failing to report required financial information to the state. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A stolen vehicle reported by the Plover Police Department was spotted in Marathon County a little before 4 a.m. yesterday morning. Marathon County deputies attempted a traffic stop near the intersection of County Highway KK and Burma Road in the town of Mosinee. The driver, 21-year-old Justin Allen Phillips, led them on a pursuit on U.S. Highway 51. The Mountain Bay and Wausau Police Departments successfully used tire deflation devices to slow the vehicle. A Marathon County Sheriff's deputy used a pit maneuver to end the pursuit. The highway was temporarily closed while the driver was taken into custody. Phillips received minor injuries. He was treated at a local hospital before being transported to the Marathon County Jail. One Marathon County deputy suffered minor injuries but is back to work after a medical evaluation. Because of the cooler temperatures today, Winter Park Aquatic Center is delaying their opening until Friday, June 7th at 11 a.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I have your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news and co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, we appreciate you all joining us. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. We've got fun things lined up like this right here. Our good friend Brittany Merlot joining us with an update on Mother Nature. How you doing, Britt?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good over here. Blue
sky
skies.
Is blue.
Yeah.
Okay, good, because your radar down there, it is like your weather station's saying it's raining, and I'm like, there is no way that it is raining there. I just spent the last 10 minutes, like, really intensely looking
double-checking
your area. Yes.
Well, you know, wait a minute. We should take this. There's going to be people looking at that and everything. We have our head of news right here. Melissa, could you give us an update on what the weather is outside?
You know what? Even better. We have our head of weather right here, too.
Let's go from you to Brittany, and then we'll be covered. We're
Brittany,
covered.
Brittany, we can confirm it's not raining here.
We got the boots on the ground, Melissa. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We are seriously just bright and beautiful here this morning. It's gorgeous. It's just cold, though. A little chilly crisp with those winds whipping out of the north today. And it's only going to get worse. We're going to feel some gusts up to nearly 35 to 40 miles per hour by late this morning. Yeah. So you can tell that a little front is moving through. It's nothing crazy, but it could spin up a few spotty showers around lunch. Otherwise, we're looking bright and beautiful, partly sunny, just battling that breezy wind today.
Brittany, we care about the forecast. Thank you for the detail, as always. But what we're really concerned with is 11:30 to 1 today in the Rapids area.
Is
it going to rain?
We're
going to
be outside at lunch by the river.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, there's just like a tiny, tiny chance. It'll be like a little spotty, brief shower that would be, you know, 5 minutes long, not much rain.
Okay.
Nothing crazy.
That we can
handle.
Not
even a heavy downpour.
We can handle that. Last year, we had the heavy downpour.
Yeah.
So this year, we'll take the 5 minutes.
Yes, 5 minutes for you guys. That's it. Max.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Always a fantastic time with you, Brittany. We appreciate it. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Yes, enjoy your time by the river.
Thank you.
You have a good one. Our good friend Brittany Below joins us every morning right in this time slot to get you up to date on your forecast. Melissa and I hanging out with you this Thursday, getting you ready for Friday, and plenty of other good things to get to. We've got a cover today, Melissa. We've got our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club.
Mm-hmm.
Is selling out a good thing to kids these days? We're going to get into that a little bit, talk about that one. Hidden Valley has got a mail order thing they're doing that I wanted to touch on as well.
Ooh, they make the best ranch.
They do. I'm with you on that one. We have got a couple of other things to get to, of course, in this 8 o'clock hour, and then in the 9 o'clock we'll kick things off with our pet of the week.
Hey.
Joined by our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society. I want to say a big shout out to TJ's Auto and Collision Center, sponsoring the segment for us. We have some entertainment news that I really want to focus on local things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing that and talking about some great local events going on, including, of course, Lunch by the River. We'll be getting to that in a moment.
And then shortly after that, the Silver Foxes kick their show off today.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to all of that, and I also want to certainly take some time at the end of our show today to talk about D-Day.
Yes.
I have a couple of quotes. I have a couple of references for people.
Mm-hmm.
And just different things to highlight the day and to honor the day.
Yeah, it's the 80th anniversary. That's crazy.
It's many people know out there, you don't need me to tell you, that we lose more and more of our World War II veterans all the time, every year. Mm-hmm. And it's getting more and more. So it's all the more important every year going forward. I think it's even more important that we celebrate this day than it ever has been.
Yes.
And especially, if I can be blunt with the audience, the rise of anti-Semitism mm-hmm. that has gone on. What the heck was the point of World War II if we're just going to let this run game on these shores?
Right.
So we got to talk about it.
It's a good, important note. It's a very big day in history.
But we start with AI. A new AI chatbot, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A team at MIT came up with a new AI chatbot called Future You that lets you ask an older and wiser version of yourself for advice. Because maybe you don't feel like talking to your parents, I guess. I don't know. It learns about you by asking a series of questions about your life, your friends and family, the past experiences that have shaped you, who you are, and what your hopes for the future are.
Okay.
They also age your profile pic so it looks like you're talking to an older version of you. And I'm just showing Melissa real quickly a kind of a still of this of what they show.
Yeah, a bunch of pictures of yourself and then yourself as older.
So
it goes top then bottom. I see. I was going the wrong way. I'm like, that dude looks nothing like that other dude.
No, that's the same thing I did. Shouldn't it go that way?
You would think so.
Yeah. I was confused the first time I looked at it.
Now,
thank you for that. Actually, it makes me feel better.
Okay, good.
So they aged it. You could talk to your older self now. And then they give you advice by drawing from, quote, plausible synthetic memories.
Plausible synthetic.
That's memories. I just feels like a lot of like trying
it's
to sound
just
smart stuff.
Creating fake memories for your later self.
As somebody who tries to sound smart all the time, that's trying to sound smart talk. That's
yeah.
I know when I see it.
I don't know.
So they also will. Here's an example that they also gave an example. A college student who's planning to be a teacher asked it to think back on the most rewarding moment in her career. Her future self said she's retired now, but it was when she helped a kid turn their grades around. Quote, it was so gratifying to see the student's face light up with pride and accomplishment. One of the researchers who built it says he's talked to his future self a lot, and the most profound advice he's gotten was to spend more time with his parents because they won't be around forever. He said that he still thinks about it, and at this point, quote, the goal is to promote long-term thinking and behavioral change and to motivate people to make wiser choices in the present so that they can optimize the future. It's not clear when we might get to try it, but they had over 340 volunteers tested out, and it left people feeling less anxious and more focused about what they would, the future would look like.
Okay.
So I don't. This isn't going to be a crystal ball.
No.
This is necessarily going to predict the future for you or anything.
No, it's not a magic eight ball, but it probably do about as good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, 100%. Just keep shaking it. Right. Question mark.
It's very easy advice for a teacher. Yes, your most positive thing was helping a student turn their grades around. Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do as a teacher. Mm. So, I mean, it's plausible.
So it does seem a little generic. It does. I don't know, and I haven't gotten to do too deep of a dive on this one, but with the little bit that I found, I feel like they're missing something here. They're missing an opening because they're kind of playing this out like you get to talk to your future self and almost predicts things and such.
Yeah, a look into the future.
Yeah, and I don't know about that, but what I feel like I'm reading from this is kind of just reverberating what we already know. So, you know, sometimes you know you did a good job on something, but it feels different from when somebody tells you, hey, you did a good job on this.
Yeah.
You already knew you did pretty good on it, but it feels extra nice. Or sometimes you just need somebody to reconfirm what you already know in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's this. I'm reaching on this. I'm wholeheartedly admitting I'm reaching. But if I was marketing this and I put a lot of time and money into it and I'm at this point, I'm like, oh no, this is not going the way I thought it would. I'm rebranding. I'm pivoting. And like, hey, don't you always need a word of encouragement? How about from your future self? and reverberating things that we already know in a sense that sometimes it's just nice to be confirmed.
I honestly, it just smacks of data farming to me.
Oh, yeah. That's
the only thing that they're doing. You'd be better off to go talk to a retired teacher and say, what was the most impactful thing that you found throughout your career?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then strive for that.
Yeah.
Because asking something about, like, asking my future self what I did well in my life,
Can I be honest, too? I don't trust my future self. I don't.
Well, that's not great.
I don't know what he's going to be like. I don't know him yet. I don't know what he's going to be like. People evolve. People change.
And you trust these people are trusting AI to know
that?
I don't know.
That doesn't seem comfortable either.
I think it's about as beneficial as reading your horoscope.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good example. I think that's a very good comp, actually.
Not to diminish those who really put a lot of stock in astrology and horoscopes. I think it's pretty broad spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can apply to a lot of different people and a lot of different points in your life. So I don't know. It seems similar to me.
I think that there's almost as much data and fact as in a horoscope as there is in this.
Mm.
And I think that, again, you really want to nail this one. I mean, if you're able to, talking to your parents or talking to older relatives and everything is going to give you a little bit of a future self kind of, you know, approach among a lot of things.
And if you don't have anybody in your family that's going into the same career path as you, talk to somebody that had that career path.
Yeah.
They exist.
Yep. Yep, it's not that
unless you're AI developers.
Yes, yeah. Or especially like computers, ChatGPT, any of this stuff. It has its uses and it has its negatives. But when it comes to like, I think that the best things that you're going to get in life, they come out of conversation, talking to real people.
Yes.
So more to your point, I think that any chance you could do that seems like a better use of your time than typing into this app or whatever it's going to be.
Well, because it's AI. You know, it is computer artificial intelligence, but that was created by humans.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, you're just putting a filter that's kind of done a poor job so far, if you want to look at what's happened with ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
In between you and talking to another real human, it kind of seems like a step you don't need.
Bria and I, we do Patreon episodes, and she came up with the idea to do, to type into ChatGPT, hey, give us a script for an episode of What the Muppet.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to type in certain things and everything, and we get it. And we read it in our last Patreon episode. It was hilarious. But there were a couple of things that were like, oh, it got that kind of right. Nothing solid, but kind of right.
Yeah.
But then towards the end, it started to slip more and more. And become much more generic and not really making some sense.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end, it was trying to get more personal, with, where you know where it's more referenced.
Okay.
And it referenced that, well, Bria's talking, and Bria's line was something about her favorite Muppet being Gonzo, and mine was my favorite Muppet being Kermit. Well, that's the opposite. Her favorite is Kermit. My favorite is Gonzo.
Okay.
Little things like that, it seemed to get wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other things, it seemed like, okay, got pretty close.
So it's kind of Russian roulette.
Yeah. And again, I feel like you're better off just writing it yourself.
Yeah.
I really feel like, whatever it might be.
To that particular experiment's benefit, it didn't turn dark.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
On you. Because that has been happening to people with ChatGPT.
It's crazy.
Where, like, okay, this computer has some serious issues. Like, it needs therapy.
Well,
and intervention.
You know,
so many levels of help.
Hey, we talk a lot about mental health nowadays,
mm-hmm.
and very importantly, and I think that a lot of the heavy work, the heavy lifting that has gone on is about ourselves nowadays. Should we be seeing if ChatGPT needs a hug? It takes a lot of shots in society right now, and a lot of social media. Like, a lot of people taking shots at AI right now. Is AI having a rough time? Is that what's going on?
It could be. We've been rough on it ourselves.
Well, let's just create a ChatGPT therapy thing for the AI. And so AI can go have somewhere to go and talk to its future self and say, hey, AI, it's not going to be so bad. And by the way,
and we have been using AI for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Already. AI is beneficial. There are really good things about it.
They're especially with take some comfort in humans for a second, because yes, we can do some pretty awful things. We also are capable of pretty amazing things. Mm-hmm. If we don't remember that on this day, on D-Day, then we have lost sight of the goal here. We can take this and find things that don't work, certainly, and find things that do work and pivot it and turn it into something that is actually beneficial to society.
But we never have to lose our humanity.
No, we don't have to do that. No, we've learned that one. I did want to mention as well that Lunch by the River we will be at today.
Yeah.
I want to make sure to get that in because
11 to 1.
We're going to have a lot of fun down there tonight. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join us, everybody, tonight, this afternoon.
later.
Later,
James.
Later.
And the Performing Arts School is going to be there entertaining us.
Looking forward to that. Those kids are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Meet us at Veterans Memorial Park today from 11:30 to 1. We'll be down there, and we're also going to be there to collecting. We'll be doing our own data collecting. We'll be talking to you, but we'll be doing this very honest with you about it and everything, because we literally want to know what's on your mind. We want to know what's on your heart, what you're looking for. We'll be down there collecting that, getting some email addresses for our virtual town hall meeting next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Talk more on that later.
We have a few things to give away.
Yeah. And boy, do we have some things to give away. We have some really cool stuff. We've got the statewide Civic Media Scoonie Summer Challenge going on here.
That's right.
I want to get into that with you a little bit after our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club, Melissa.
Right,
I want to dive right into that and have some fun. It's all coming up for you on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles joins me to talk about the best kids' shows, Summerfest and Ferris Bueller. And I play some highlights from my visit to a recent Bigfoot convention.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
A sprinkle or two is possible this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy. Our high today, 64, with wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, still windy, but warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy
birthday. It's time to do some celebrating with the O Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, and we encourage you to celebrate with our good friends over at El Cafe that are open right now. Head on over there at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from us. Check out some of their Thursday specials. They got a crepe combo, a hot meatloaf sandwich, grilled cheese meatloaf sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I would try that. That sounds interesting,
if
right?
Cheese
there.
Didn't hate me. I would try that.
Go on over there, head on over. Check it out and find out more at elcafewi.com. Elcafewi.com. Be sure to follow along on their Facebook page as well. It's a great way to keep up to date with all the good things they are doing over there. Buy local, support local, support those that support us, our good friends at El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and get into our list. We got two big names on the list today. Melissa, give me a one or a two.
Well, let's go with one.
All right, give us that qualifier. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday. Oh, geez, I got ahead of myself. I forgot to remind you, you can call in.
That's right.
You guys can call in and get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes, yes, yes. 715-424-2600. Call in and wish your birthday live on air. And yeah, that's what you'll have to do. Pam's not here yet.
Pam ain't here yet. But you can get them to us. We appreciate you doing so. And you can email Pam anytime at info@WFHR.com. And of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
Get those birthdays and anniversaries to us, everybody. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Nicole Langs.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Nicole, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm. It's blue skies.
Yeah, you got a nice day out there at least to look forward to. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Jason Black.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Jason, wish you the best of days. Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you, man.
Congratulations on being our qualifier.
Yeah. Taking a look at our celebrity birthdays here. Let's see. Paul Giamatti is 57. Fantastic
really?
Actor.
Oh, I love him.
Private Parts, Sideways, Cinderella Man, The Amazing Spider-Man, Straight Outta Compton. He was on Billions as well. And most recently nominated for an Oscar. I really thought he if it wasn't for Cillian Murphy's performance as J.D. Oppenheimer, he was my number two for Best Actor last year.
Okay.
The Leftovers was incredibly good. And he is so good at playing that type of role that he plays in that role, in that movie. He's so good at
it. But he's so versatile.
Yes,
he can do
yes.
just about anything.
Yeah, yeah. He's a really powerful, really good actor.
Mm-hmm.
His father was the former commissioner of baseball. And he's a big baseball fan, but he doesn't like talking about his dad, doesn't like talking about that moment. His dad was the guy that banned Pete Rose. And every once in a while, people will ask him about this. Like, it seems like every couple of years, people forget that his dad was the you know, in charge of baseball. And he's just kind of like, oh, no. He's always classy about it. He's like, oh, I don't really want to talk about it or anything. But yeah. they will ask him every once in a while. let's see. Jason Isaacs is 61. Malfoy's dad in the Harry Potter movies, the villain in Mel Gibson's The Patriot. He was Captain Lorca in Star Trek Discovery.
He plays a good bad guy.
Hmm. Incredibly talented guitarist Steve Vai is 64. Classically trained rock guitarist, worked with Whitesnake, Frank Zappa, Johnny Rotten, Ozzy Osbourne, plenty of others. David Lee Roth he worked with too.
Wow.
A lot of greats. Colin Quinn is 65, former SNL cast member, host of Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn. A really good show.
Hmm.
Like, everything that Politically Incorrect or Real Time with Bill Maher, like, has tried to be, Tough Crowd was.
Hmm.
It was just with comedians and talking about real events and everything, but with comedians. So they weren't necessarily trying to win a vote or, you know, try to have a great sound bite. They were just talking. Mm-hmm. And it was a really good show. I missed that show.
Well, and that's the difference between a comedian doing the news and somebody who's trying to be incendiary. Mm-hmm. Because they do it with facts and then laughter. Versus, I'm just going to make you angry.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy Jam, 65 today. He produced almost all of Janet Jackson's number one hits. He's collaborated with Usher, Boyz II Men, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, and so many others.
Wow.
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, two of the bigger producers of our generation, really. the great Sandra Bernhard is 69 today.
Wow.
A lot of people know her as Nancy on Roseanne. One of those integral people of the late 80s, 90s that you just kind of knew.
Mm-hmm.
And a good actor. Like, Sandra Bernhard never got credit, but she's a good actor. Did a nice job. And I love almost anything about her just when I see her and like, oh, Sandra Bernhard, cool.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good actor. I just one of those people. Let's see here. Oh, Harvey Fierstein is 70 today, everybody. Harvey Fierstein has one of the greatest voices you will ever hear. It's so wonderful. Oh, it's a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
Happy 70th to him.
Wow. Good actor. I can't believe he's 70.
Another good actor. Another good actor.
Oh, he was in so many. Mrs. Doubtfire. He was in a lot of musicals on Broadway.
He was in a lot of Robin Williams movies. Him and Robin worked really, really well together. They were very good friends.
Oh, yeah. He was in Independence Day.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good actor. Another good one. Robert Englund is 77. Most everybody will remember Robert Englund, but don't remember that he was Freddy Krueger. Mm. But I, as a kid, I've mentioned before, horror movies never scares me. I just never really got scared by horror movies. That's not like machismo or anything. I just, because of the way my brain works, I'm not thinking about Freddy looking scary or anything. I'm thinking about Freddy, wow, the hair and makeup team did an amazing job on him. Like, my brain's been this way since I was 7.
Mm.
So horror movies don't really mess with me too much or anything. So when I would see the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, I would either laugh or I would marvel at how Robert Englund was so good through all that makeup.
Hmm.
And he could do so much personality and show so much expression through his face. It takes a real actor to be able to do that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And not for nothing, a very celebrated actor by the community. The community of actors, when his name comes up, it is with respect people talk about him. And I think that's kind of cool. That's kind of interesting for a horror actor.
Yeah.
We've come a long way from like where Vincent Price and some actors were, where they had to fight through type to be able to do good work. And Robert Englund's been able to have a career without outside of Freddy.
There's a lot of Freddy movies, though.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah, yeah. Made a good career at it, yeah. And as far as people no longer with us, the great Levi Stubbs, born on this day in 1936, passed away in 2008, the Four Tops lead singer. Mm-hmm. Can't Help Myself. Reach Out, I'll Be There. But it also should be noted, Levi was the voice of Audrey II. The man-eating plant in the 86 movie version of Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah, he did quite a bit of voiceover work.
Yeah, yeah, great voice, iconic voice.
Well, he's no, like, on here it says American baritone.
Interesting.
It's quite the title.
It's hard to say. It's the same old song. It's probably my favorite Four Tops song. It's so good. That is one of those ones I hear anytime, and I will turn it up or I will let it all play out. Mm-hmm. You can never get tired of that song. Never get tired of celebrating your birthdays and anniversaries out there. One more time, happy birthday to Nicole Langs.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
And happy birthday to our qualifier, Jason Black.
Happy birthday, Jason, and congratulations.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you, everybody. We encourage you to celebrate with our good friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now till 2 at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 5 new mental health crisis centers are open in Wisconsin. They're for treating people who can't stay in their community safely but don't need to be in the hospital. The centers are in Waukesha, Beaver Dam, Wausau, La Crosse, and Madison. The races are set for the August primaries, and Wisconsin Democrats say they can make their biggest gains in more than a decade, thanks to new maps. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
For the first time in over 20 years, we have a Senate Democrat running in every single race in the state of Wisconsin. Let me say that again. A candidate running in every race, challenging every single Republican candidate.
Meanwhile, 120 Democrats are running in 97 of Wisconsin's 99 assembly districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 11 Senate races and 84 assembly districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's Medicare Fraud Prevention Week. If you're a caregiver, you can help prevent Medicare fraud by teaching yourself and your clients or loved ones how to prevent and detect healthcare fraud, errors, and abuse. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Portage County says to be on the lookout for things like boxes of knee braces lying around the house. This is a common scam and could mean your client or loved one has been a victim. Remind them to never give out their Medicare number or personal information over the phone. Contact your local ADRC for more information. If you registered for T-ball or coach pitch with the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Department and you haven't received an email about your child's team, you'll need to contact the office. Some parents signed up but opted out of receiving texts and emails. You can call the Parks and Recreation Department at 715-421-8240. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are dealing with several injuries right now.
Look at the situation we're in. We've used 11 starters in 61 games. I mean, you know, he certainly qualifies as a guy that could fill a role for us with all our 9 guys on the IL.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for 3 games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-7 series. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.com. US.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic. Serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah!
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A sprinkle or two is possible this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy. Our high today, 64, with wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, still windy, but warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa and James here with you. We got good things coming up for you in a little bit. We're going to talk about how the younger generations feel about quote-unquote selling out. We're going to talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Should be an interesting
one. Like punk
bands? Yeah, sort of like that. Yeah, okay. Sort of. I think that's a good reference for people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we want to talk about the statewide Scoony Summer contest that we are doing.
Yeah.
It's our Text to Win contest where we're hooking you up with prizes and experiences that are all kinds of things that take you all over the state.
Yes. This is such an amazing contest.
We have opportunities for you to win every hour or win every day or win our grand prize.
Yes.
Really cool stuff that we're going to be doing. Listen to your local Civic Media radio station for the keywords. Text weekdays 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and then a little in the afternoon, 1, 3, 5, and 7. We'll give you a keyword to text to us. Mm-hmm. You download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already.
That's right. Are you waiting for them to do
that? Yeah, just waiting. No, I just was trying to be polite.
Long.
Yeah, they already got it. Nice. Nicely done, everybody. So
go to your favorite station, because guess what, guys? There's a little bit of an internal competition here going on because this is statewide. This is the entire state.
Yeah.
We're behind.
We need your numbers. We need you guys to represent us. We've done really well in the last contest.
We did.
We need to bring those numbers up.
Absolutely.
All we need you guys.
And we want you to do it because you could very easily win prizes here.
We got hourly prizes that people are going to win with Wisconsin Dells prize packages. Daily, you're going to win tickets to Brewers games, and we have a grand prize of a staycation that is amazing that'll take you all over the state.
Wow.
It's so much fun. We'll get more details about this as we keep going here. We're only doing this for a couple weeks, everybody.
That's right. So, this is not a very long contest, but it is a great one for prizes.
And keep in mind, this grand prize, two lucky grand prize winners will have the chance between choosing between either a Lake Geneva Lakefront Hotel, a cozy lake cottage in Fort Atkinson, or a Door County vacation.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Can we sign up?
I thought about quitting just to sign up.
Oh,
I really
stop
did.
It.
It's awesome. It's awesome. This is a great, great contest, man. I have to say, there are two big things to me. One, like grand prize, I've been doing this for a long time, Melissa, and even you have been doing this for a while now, and I don't think we've seen anything like this before where not only do the people get to choose which grand prize they want, but the grand prizes themselves are massive.
All great.
Yeah.
But honestly, what impresses me more is that there's daily prizes.
I do like that.
And they're nothing to, you know, shake a stick at.
No.
Going to the Dells is not cheap.
Mm-mm.
But helping cut the cost back a little bit? Absolutely. And then for people who like baseball, yeah, I'm sure tickets to the Brewers are fun.
You know it is. Yeah, you know.
Now, I am looking forward to catching a Rafters game this year. I did get to see the Rafters at the Woodchucks in Wausau last year, and it was fun.
That's right, yeah.
It was a fun game to see. But I would like to experience it with the home field advantage, as you say.
I can't wait for you to experience that. It's going to be a lot of fun. In this context, contest is a lot of fun. And one of the things that all of this is great, and we love doing these kind of things. But the thing that stands out to me the most is, well, you don't have to be a club's member. You don't have to skew a QR code. You don't have to jump through hoops or anything like that. You're already listening to us. So, hey, you're just getting this keyword and texting it to us. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you got to do.
Preferably on the app.
Yes.
That would be the only little tiny catch.
Yeah.
But you already got it.
You already got it. So we appreciate you doing that, downloading the app. Not only does that give you an opportunity to call into our show quickly.
Easily.
Much easier, much quicker. Mm-hmm. When we're doing contests, that helps out a lot.
Absolutely.
If you got something on your mind you want to join us, that's great too. But there are some nice features on that thing. Mm-hmm. Being able to flip around and listen to other stations so easily. Is really nice. And I have actually heard from a number of people that really love the alarm on there that is on there. That's kind of cool. So there's a number of different great features on there. I encourage you to check that out, everybody. Mm-hmm. And thank you, everyone, that has already gotten in on this fun contest.
Yeah. I think we have a winner off of WIRI already.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Very excited about that. Keep on listening, everybody, at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and then at 1, 3, 5, and 7 in the afternoon. In the beginning of the hour, we'll give you a keyword, text it to us, and get in on this contest.
That's a lot of times to be entered to win daily.
That's another good point. Yeah, yeah.
Because you can do it every one of those hours.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I love this contest. This is great. You can find out more at civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. I wanted to get to this other thing here that is a sort of, there's no real tie-in, but I didn't want there to be because that stands on its own, and this is its own thing. I'm not sure who needs this in their life, but it pairs well with maybe cholesterol meds or something. I don't know. Hidden Valley Ranch partnered with meal delivery service HelloFresh for new flights of ranch dressing you can order through the mail.
Of all the flights you could have, ranch dressing.
They're a limited time thing.
Okay.
They sold the first round of kits yesterday, and the second round drops next Monday at HelloFreshRanchFlight.com. If you're interested.
This is killing me, James.
HelloFreshRanchFlight.com.
Okay. What are the flavors? I know there is a cucumber dill ranch that I want to try because that sounds amazing to me. But
so
what do they got?
I mean, it looks like it comes with just your regular ranch, but a bunch of stuff you can put the ranch on.
Oh,
okay.
Like what?
Not just a a tasty experience with no other like ranchy flavors, including. What is that word there? What is that word?
It's go-go chick something.
Go-go chujang. Kujang or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh,
it's Asian of some sort, I believe.
If you guys know how to spell this or say this,
say it.
Call up and let us know. Otherwise, just continue to laugh at us as we're so horribly getting it wrong. Either one is fine, as long as you're entertained. You'll get perfectly paired snacks in a ranch flask, so you're always ready with ranch.
Ranch flask? Oh, my. Oh,
I just seen the flask. I don't know if that's worth $35, but that might be worth it alone. So for that $35, you get four types of ranch dressing to taste test, plus a bunch of snacks for dipping. Here are the names of all four different ranches. So there's an All Bay Long, a ranch mixed with Old Bay seasoning.
Oh, okay.
The Go-Go-Go Chujang, a ranch with garlic powder and red chili paste.
Hmm. Okay.
And you're right, Melissa. This is big in Korean foods.
Mm.
I didn't know that one. A Gaucho Rancho, Southwest seasoning with chipotle powder.
Okay.
And I like this one, Franken Ranch. Ranch mixed with Frank's Red Hots. I wouldn't try that, but I like the name.
I was expecting garlic.
Oh, no.
But that doesn't make sense either, because Frankenstein was not a vampire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now see, now there, though, like a Dracula ranch combination. There you go. They did a poll that found 37% of fans have eaten or sipped on straight ranch before.
Sipped on?
Whoa. So you can also get a...
Can I have a shot of ranch, please?
Hey, bartender, it's been a long day. Give me a shot of ranch. All right, you've had enough. No, just leave the ranch bottle. Just leave it. Give me some cucumbers to go along with that. I'm dipping it.
Carrot sticks.
Yes, carrot sticks. The poll also found 26% of people have used ranch on an unexpected food. 10% have dipped fruit in it. 5% have used it on a dessert. And 5% have dipped a Pop-Tart in ranch before.
Ugh.
Yuck. No. No, okay. No.
I mean, you know, to each their own.
Yes.
That is not what I would choose to do with ranch.
No. Do you have anybody? My mom is a big ranch fan. She loves ranch dressing.
Me too. And it's, you know, kind of the bane of my existence with my dairy issues. Because my absolute favorite thing to put ranch dressing on, if I could eat this every day, James, I would. And it's just lettuce, cottage cheese, which they offer in a, you know, a lactate version of it. So it's supposed to be gentle on your stomach. That remains to be seen. And then lots of ranch dressing and croutons. I could eat that every single day.
It doesn't sound bad to me, actually.
No,
that sounds pretty good.
It's my guilty comfort food.
I don't blame you. Yeah, it's a good. Well, it seems a lot healthier than a pint of ice cream. It seems a little bit better than that, which is usually my comfort. We will take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Aw, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Max Inc. Radio.
The piano gal, Marta Hansen, will be rolling her keyboard from Sun Prairie to our studio for a Saturday Night Live concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy K.
Weekend evening, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look at Wisconsin's best parks and also a historical look at an important day, D-Day, on The Albaugh Show. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A sprinkle or two is possible this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy. Our high today, 64, with wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, still windy, but warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. On a Thursday. Just doesn't work. Just doesn't. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James here with you. Going to take it right to the top of the hour. We got some fun stuff to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. We, of course, will have our Civic Media Statewide Scoony Summer Text to Win Contest word for you to text to us.
And then we're going to talk about, is it Scoony, Scony, or Scony?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, mm-hmm. Have I been saying the wrong word?
Well, I think somebody else in the company is also saying it wrong, the person who created it. So we need to hear your feedback on that.
I love this. Actually, I love this. This is real. This is I love that. That's
the important
great.
Stuff.
It's fun.
We'll tackle the big questions.
And just as importantly, we will have our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society. Looking forward to that. And a big thank you to TJ's Auto and Collision Center, sponsoring that segment.
Oh, yeah.
But I know for me, growing up, Melissa, especially as a creative and somebody that really paid attention to these things, and where I'm from, I should mention, too, selling out is a big term.
Yes.
The first examples of this for me was when I was a kid and where I was growing up in Chicago, and people that were from that same area that would make it out but never come back or never put back into the community or anything. Mm-hmm. Now, there is no obligation to any human being to do that, to go back and give to your hometown. But it's something that I'm called to, and I know many others are. This is my roots. This is what built me. This is what helped make me. I'm not here without that. So mm-hmm. let me give back to the area that is, you know, less fortunate than I am, or mm-hmm. or those sorts of things. That is what I think of when I think of selling out. Not so much what a lot of people consider the term nowadays, where it's more like the band Kiss is, I think, a prime example.
Okay.
Kiss was very honest from the get-go. We want to be the biggest thing in the world. We want to be bigger than the Beatles.
Get there any way we can.
Yeah, and we're going to put our name on underwear. We're going to put our name on, and we're going to have comic books. We're going to have movies. We're going to do all these different things.
Well, and in some ways, that's okay then. I mean, they were upfront about it.
Right. See, and I think this is the divide right mm-hmm. here with the selling out. Like, for some, that is considered selling out and okay. But if you're upfront about it at first, I don't see how you can sell out. There is something you mentioned earlier, too, about the punk community, mm-hmm. Where I remember hearing this about Green Day, where Green Day is one of the more celebrated punk bands in their area where they are. They get a record deal, and immediately the whole punk community
is like, nope.
Yeah, they turn their back on them. You can't do that. How dare you have a record deal and everything? I personally, like, that version of selling out seems like one of the silliest things in the world to me. If you are an yeah. artist, now if you're an artist and you don't want to be big, well, don't sign a record deal. Mm-hmm. But if you sign a record deal, then your music's going to be heard by others. And if you're a fan of that band, shouldn't you want them to, you know, succeed?
So here's my caveat with that, mm-hmm. because I have an artist that I absolutely love. Her name is Janet Devlin. She's Irish, mm-hmm. and she has the most gorgeous voice. Mm-hmm. It is so unique. Mm-hmm. And when she first started, her acoustic music that she did was gorgeous. She got a record deal. She re-recorded all those songs, and the individuality was gone. Mm-hmm. The what made it so awesome was not there anymore. So in some way that felt like a sellout. But now she has used that record deal and then been able to grow and continue to get her individuality back and to expand her music and make it even better. So, you know, there's a little bit
it's
of a give and take.
Yeah.
It is. You can't have your cake and eat it too, apparently.
And if you, again, if you like these artists, if you like art, if you like music, this is how an artist survives.
Right. Because you can't just do it on praise.
It's so easy for people that are not in this industry or in that band or what have you to mm-hmm. say, hey, you're selling out. Well, okay, well, are you going to give me somewhere to... You're
how
gonna
do
pay
I
my
pay
bills?
Rent?
Yeah, yeah, you're going to pay my bills?
I need to put food on my table.
Yeah, yeah. So not for nothing, but our society is built this way. This is the way our country is built. You have a skill set and you find a way to make a living from it. It is the literal mm-hmm. American dream to do what you love to do. Mm-hmm. What are we doing here?
You could say the same thing too about, you know, well, I want cheap goods. Mm. Okay. I want things made in America.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't have both.
Yep. 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 You've got to see these lines here in between and what separates some of these things and keeps things from being what it is specifically in your head sometimes. But if you ask kids today if they're sellouts, if they've compromised their integrity or principles for money or power, they might say, yeah, totally. A new poll asked over 10,000 Americans if they have ever felt like they were selling out, and 20% of people said yes, 59% said no, and 20% said that they weren't sure. The interesting thing is, younger people are more likely to say that they think they have sold out. 66% of people 65 and older insist that they never have, and that drops to 49% between 18 to 29-year-olds. On the flip side, 23% of young adults admit that they have sold out compared to just 17% of older folks. Hmm. Another question asked is if you consider selling out to be a good thing, a bad thing, or neither. And not surprisingly, there was a huge difference between generations.
Right.
Only 3% of people 65 and older believe that it's a good thing. That the number leaps to 29% from 18 to 29 years old.
Hmm.
So
it means very different things to different generations.
Well, we growing up didn't have influencers.
Right.
And I think that that is a key part of this conversation where mm-hmm. now, I mean, the quote unquote selling out, some people do that for a job.
Right.
You know, hey, give me this product, I'll sell it. Give me this product, I'll sell it. They don't know what the product is half the time. They don't believe in the product half the time, but they've got a billion Instagram followers, so they're going to go ahead and market it.
And it pays their bills.
Yeah, yeah. And
so if that's considered a sellout, in their opinion, that's a good thing.
Right, yeah, which is, I don't think has a very good shelf life.
Probably not.
You know, especially with the, tell me in 5 years that you're confident that any one app is going to be around or as popular as it is right now. Any app, go ahead, throw anyone out there, and I don't know.
And since you brought that up, I feel like a sellout every time I play a free game because I'm giving them my data.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me feel like a sellout.
I've got things like that I do. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
What about athletes?
See, there's another great example too. Yeah. Where your passion is doing this, but maybe you make a couple extra bucks selling Nike shoes, you know, or something like that. I've never heard anybody ever call an athlete a sellout, though. Now maybe if they don't necessarily, like I was talking about earlier in the conversation, go back to their old neighborhood, help out, those kind of things. Oh yeah, that whole community is going to look at them a little cross-eyed. But as far as like marketing themselves and everything, I've never heard one person say Shaquille O'Neal is a sellout. I've never heard anything close to that. So that's an interesting one to bring up.
Well, yeah, but if you look at it, you know, you sit there and say, well, I really love this community. I would love to stay here forever, but all of a sudden now I'd say the Bears offered him a contract. That's a life-changing contract. I'm just saying, you know, if you sit there and tell me that you love the community, you love this, you love that, you love the fans, but all of a sudden now you get a contract and it's like life-changing.
Well, that's...
how much do you love that? That's a sellout.
How much does the team love him? I mean, you know, it goes both ways. This is a business.
Well, right.
We never seem to do this. You know, these organizations print money, and they have a salary cap, yes. But if you have a player and you want to keep them, you will keep them. You will find a way.
But I can absolutely see your view of it too, Kevin.
Well, yeah, and it's like I said. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, you go by the terms that what you. You know, the definition of what you said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you almost going to have to consider, you know, an athlete as a sellout if they sit there and...
I think that's okay. I think that's okay to consider them one, and I think it's all it's also okay to look at them as a businessman, as somebody, you know.
And those young people don't have a problem with it, or a certain percentage of them don't see it as a bad thing.
And to tie these together, Kev, you and I have talked about this, especially with college athletics, where that's out the window now. The idea... of playing for, there's outliers. There's always outliers. There's going to be kids from a certain state that wants to play for their home state school and that. But at the same time, with NIL and everything, man, I always wanted to play for Northern Illinois University. Oh, they're a small school, James. They can't really pay you very much. Okay. So what are they doing over in UW? What's going on in Madison?
Yeah.
Let me check out Madison a little bit here. This has been going on forever, but now it's just, they're saying the quiet part out loud and everything's up front. So I mean athletes are one of the bigger in this terminology in some of this and everything. Yeah, definitely I could see that, but I also think that we can do two things at once and look at this as a business too. It gets a little bit different to me where it's not so much about the team that they represent but where they're from. And I'm only speaking from somebody from those areas and everything. I'm not speaking for all those areas or all those people. But I can tell you that to this day in 2024, if you are from a project or something like that and you don't give back to your community, they may not say nothing out loud about it, but they're thinking it. They're feeling it. And they're talking about it in the barbershop. They're talking about it in places like that. So it does exist, but what it's turning into is something very interesting to me with the younger generation and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't say, as somebody who, I think one of the things I cherish most in life is loyalty. It doesn't bode well for me. Doesn't bode well for those that still love loyalty and things like that. Because it maybe that's something that's changing too. Loyalty to oneself, loyalty to your personal, your core family, or something is becoming more and more the thing. I don't know. We're figuring this out in real time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you on that. And like I said, I wanted to play a little devil's advocate on that.
You always do a great job with it, man. I love your calls. Always appreciate it. Always looking forward to your calls. You have a great day. Be safe out there.
All right, guys. Have a good one, too.
Bye, Kevin.
We're always looking for your calls, everybody. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation.
One button dialing with the Civic Media app.
Looking forward to getting into a couple of other things with everybody. And then at 9 o'clock hour, we've got some entertainment news. We're going to talk about some local theater going on in our area. I also wanted to touch on something about Jake Gyllenhaal that stood out to me. Ooh. We got to talk rafters, Melissa. Mm-hmm. We also got to talk Lunch by the River.
That's today.
And, of course, we will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our great friends from the Southfield County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Excellent.
I did want to make a note to the audience out there that we will be at Lunch by the River today. So our office will be closed from 11-ish to about 1:15 due to us being down there.
Yeah.
So if you need us, that's where we'll be. Come find us down there.
Get a sticker.
Yes.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah. Well, and more on that coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
This is local.